Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks June the 5th of the year 2020, episode 157 of this year alone. On this day in history, last year in 2019, the Miss America pageant announced that it was eliminating the swimsuit competition from the event because it was considered objectifying, which is all well and good, but sort of defeats the whole purpose of a Miss America pageant unless you're one of the six people in the world that genuinely believes that Miss pageants are actually about personality and that it's only coincidence that the people with the most personality in the whole world happen to be insanely hot 19-year-old girls. Happy death anniversary today to Ronald Reagan, conservative icon, nicknamed Dutch by his father due to his, quote, fat little Dutchman appearance and Dutch boy haircut. And that, having your father say that to you, is basically the ingredients list for a man with something to prove. Your guest today on the podcast is disgraced Home Secretary John Luke Roberts. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's nice to be back in the public eye. You don't need to go into detail about why I was forced out, but basically it was a press conference, and I broke wind, and it sounded like a cultural slur, so I had to get out for that. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see that you escaped that mostly intact, and that limp seems to be healing up quite nicely since you were last on the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, the limp is the limp's gone. I'll tell you the secret. Actually, the limp hasn't gone, but I've developed a limp in the other leg, so it appears that I'm walking normally.
Coming up today, we'll be taking as top story a piece of local news, because who can bear to face the impossibly vast unfixableness and diffusely complex accountability of world news anymore? But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, last week's UK scandal was the news that Boris Johnson's advisor Dominic Cummings had taken some discretionary trips driven by his fatherly instinct, despite clear messaging from the government that you weren't meant to visit family. As a result, citizens groups have called for all politicians to be microchipped and tracked by volunteer community groups who will be able to apply mild electric shocks by a two-thirds majority vote in the case of political malfeasance or general c***iness. Boris Johnson has yet to respond to the proposal, but scientists have claimed that it is, quote, literally the only way they'll learn. Meanwhile, stock markets have stabilised despite projections of an economic depression. Economists are attributing the market confidence to the realisation among the wealthy that while people returning to work might be at a higher risk of coronavirus infection, most of the middle class can continue to work from home, so many it'll be the peasants who die of pestilence, and in historical terms, that's basically the status quo. That's all the time we have for the stories we won't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if cleanliness is next to godliness, someone's got to sell you the soap. You've worked hard to be here, you've trained, you've sacrificed, you've put it all on the line. Now you're here, your mum's in the stands, you know she'll be proud of you no matter what, but you want to bring her home the gold. Reward yourself with half a glass of water, Sport. Half a glass of water Sport is like Powerade without the sugar, colouring or electrolytes. It's like Gatorade without the Gator. half a glass of water, sport, the drink of champions, and everybody else. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Prepper Magazine, June edition. This month's special fold-out for home defenders who want to lock down against a zombie apocalypse or virus-induced breakdown of civic society with the whole family. With a DIY moat fold-out instructional booklet that your kids can really help with, and a conspiracy theory explainer that even a six-year-old will understand to help cultivate mistrust and paranoia from the earliest of age. Prepper Magazine Monthly, step one to the apocalypse with all the family.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. John Luke Roberts bringing us a charming story from a bit of a local standpoint.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got several bits of local news. So, local news from Ponteland. That's in the north, near Newcastle. Builders have apologised to a family in Ponteland after they installed a set of exponential stairs in their family home. it's very funny, the pictures. It's sad as well. The family sort of standing sad next to their stairs. It's very easy to walk up the first few steps, but then it's suddenly the distance just doubles with each one. So the family have had to use climbing equipment to get to their bedrooms. So that's a little local interest thing. Birmingham are trialling pedestrian-free Mondays, which is fun for all the motorists. This is quite a sweet little story. In Cheltenham, there's a goose in Cheltenham which has raised a human baby. So there's this little mite, now about six or seven. They're calling him Tarzan of the geese. And he's just running around, very aggressive little thing, honking quite aggressively at anyone nearby. Some would find it horrifying, but but I like to say, come on, guys.
It must be hard for the little tyke being not able to fit into the goose community, given that he's unable to break a human arm with a single swipe.
He's not properly accepted by the geese. He's not properly accepted by the people. They tried to get him to hatch some eggs, but his weight was too heavy for the things. So the geese weren't very happy with that. I think I relate to him quite a lot myself, to be honest. I've always...
In what way?
Well, I felt... Many people have told me that I'm, you know, territorial, that I'm aggressive, that I'm very defensive to, that I am...
I've noticed that about you.
Thank you. That I honk instead of making myself known politely, I love to be in the park with no clothes on.
Yes, that is something that is known about you, very much so, and it's almost impossible to clean up after you the way that you...
Well, I will just
poo,
yeah,
everywhere.
I'll do that wherever I like. Let's move on to the next. As from next week, local news is going national. This is exciting. Uh-huh. Yeah, very exciting. It's partly a cost-cutting measure, but actually I think it's going to improve the service. So what's going to happen? They're closing down most of the local news offices. There'll be one central local news place in Bishop Stortford, which is in the west of the UK, I believe. And anything that happens there will be replicated in local locations around the country. So say, I don't know, say there's a petting zoo opened in Bishop Stortford. There'll be one opened in Stockton-on-Tees, in Cheltenham, in you know, Gateshead, Ponteland, wherever, everywhere, all around the country, new ones open. And obviously the flip side of that is if there's a a murder in Bishop Stortford, then that will, the same modus operandi.
It'll have to be a murder in Tring and Hull and Devizes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What we just have to hope, really, there's no mass murders or serial killings in Bishop Stortford, because obviously those would have to be. Oh, and actually a terrorist attack would be an awful thing. But we think it's a good idea, and it will, as I say, save an awful lot of money.
Yeah, and it might draw the terrorists away from city centres if they know that they're going to get more bang for their buck, or bang for their bang, as it were, in a small town.
It's true, and I'm not going to encourage it, but I think we'd all be a lot happier if atrocities were to happen in the regions, not in the not in the metropolitan hubs.
Yeah, almost certainly. That's all the time we have for our local news section right now. And thank you for being our local news correspondent, John Luke Roberts. Now it's time, of course, for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Greetings, Alice and guest. That's you today, John Luke. I am several weeks behind on the podcast. I like my news slightly aged for smoother consumption. And I regret to inform you that you have been hacked. What? Your so-called quote-unquote listener who wrote in about her yawnstipation problem was really a member of the Yawnstoppables, a terrorist organization determined to spread yawns across the globe, from animals to babies to world leaders to, I'm sorry to say it, podcast hosts. Yawns are highly contagious, transmittable even over airwaves. If you receive any more communication from these individuals, please do not cooperate, but instead contact your local FBI, whatever you have in London/Australia. I ask you to encourage your listeners and guests to be part of the solution, not the problem. Do not yawn. It's what they want. Sincerely, Stephen. I'm sorry, Stephen. Oh. I can't even not yawn reading about yawns. How do you feel about yawns, Jean-Luc?
I think they're useful. They're useful for giving non-verbal cues to get people to leave your parties or your bed after a lie down, a nap, after a nap, a late time nap. Yep.
Certainly. Well, thank you so much for writing in, Stephen. And remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And that's all the time we have for today. And thank you for listening to The Last Post. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Remember, you can subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. If you enjoyed John Luke Roberts on the show today, you can hear him back at episodes 74 and 86, or various other episodes in our back catalogue, and I do recommend you going back to listen to them. John Luke Roberts, thank you for coming onto the show. Is there anything that you'd like to plug?
Yes. Well, my website is johnlukeroberts.co.uk, and you can find a variety of stand-up specials there in my shop. And my Twitter is jlukeroberts, and I'm on other things sometimes as well. And why not donate money to me, because my industry disappeared? But, you know, that's not really a thing.
I mean, yes, it is a thing, and it has, and you should. John Luke Roberts is very well worth supporting, and I do recommend his specials. I've seen some, and they are great. I took my dad to see you in Edinburgh, and he enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, thank you.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Words and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, Good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Jay Rayner and I host the Out to Lunch podcast, where I take fabulous guests out for lunch and grill them to a turn. For now, whilst lockdown reigns supreme, we're staying in for lunch instead, and we've got great company. Fascinating people share only the best takeaways with me over webcam. Great food and insightful conversation with the likes of Gary Neville, Sharon Horgan, George Ezra and Dieter Von Teese.
Have you ever had a cream pie in the face?
No. So if you, like me, enjoy food and are missing restaurants, subscribe to Out to Lunch with Jay Rayner, available wherever you get your podcasts.